Carrick 955. This is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Thanks to Adrian and Amanda Williams and the team on the Western Highway at Rockbank. Bellarine preliminary final day down at McCartney Oval, Spring Creek Reserve, Torquay, 12:20, 92, coming out of the visitors' rooms and in the white shorts despite playing at home. Geelong amateur the minor premier, 13-7, 85. Lucky enough to be joined by Tigers coach Dom Gleeson. Dom, firstly, well, plenty of congratulations all around. Congratulations on sharing the Ash Medal on Wednesday night with John Meeson, but I suspect that this is a little bit sweeter right now that you're into another grand final.
Yeah, absolutely, King. Hey, thanks for having me, first of all. But, yeah, mate, thank you for the acknowledgement. But, yeah, there's bigger and better things on the horizon, hopefully, for Torquay.
Three-quarter time, you lead by 3 points. You've been inaccurate in front of goal. What's your message to your troops?
Yeah, so Aaron Nesbitt, who's actually sitting beside me, he really rallied the troops and just settled us. And I thought we responded reasonably well. We were inaccurate in front of goal, there's no doubting that, but the pressure that Ammo's put on us around goal was incredible. So, certainly something that we'll address during the week, our inaccuracy, but certainly credit to John Ammo's, how they really made us work for our goals.
You're obviously into your second grand final in 3 years, third in 5 years. You take some momentum in. Is it nice to have played every week, or is that something we're not going to find out until Saturday?
Yeah, I think our focus for the last couple of weeks has been recovery, and I think we've recovered really well as a group. And I know I certainly like continuing playing and not having breaks. I think the group are a little bit like that as well. Our reserve group have been fortunate. They've had a couple of rests, and I think the older bodies in that team are thankful for it. But I actually see it as a positive, and I'd like to turn it that way as well.
A lot of talk will be about who played yesterday, but there will be talk about who didn't play. And I suppose the one that's going to come up is Paul McMahon. He missed yesterday. We understand he has a corky in the arm and is struggling with that. Will he be right for Saturday?
Yeah, so we're 95% sure he'll play, and no foxing with that. We feel like he's so important to our game. It's just unfortunate that he just wasn't confident enough if he copped a knock on it. But, yeah, we're absolutely categorically saying that, how can I be when I'm only 95% sure? But a lot would have to go wrong if he's not going to play.
Okay, that means somebody's going to be unlucky. The other player that has been talked about, and we've talked about him for about a month now, about whether he'll get another senior game this year, is Billy Henderson. Are you loath to make more than the one change, or are you still considering Billy?
Yeah, look, we're considering him probably to the extent if one of our forwards doesn't get up. But there was a few sore bodies after yesterday. But, look, probably it's probably a no more than a yes that we'll play Billy. Unfortunately, he just had that lingering injury that went on too long. And as I've said to a number of people, I think we're all rooting for him to get up. But being 14 weeks out of senior footy and bringing him in for a grand final, I think it's a bit to ask and throw him to the wolves a bit. And I know he'd be wanting the challenge. But I think it's a little unfair on the other players that have been playing a role too. So, at this stage, probably a no for Bill.
One bloke I want to ask you about, for all intents and purposes, had retired from footy. Then he moved to the area. He played, obviously, in three flags with Queenscliff. He shows up at Torquay. He just wants to have a kick in the twos. But over the last 2 years, he's played 30-odd senior games and played all bar one or two this year. Best on ground yesterday. He's a great story, Roscoe Holmes.
Yeah, great story. And when he first came down, it was almost retirement talks, and just wanted to get involved with the local football club. He's got two young boys himself that he's involved with, and just wants them to grow up at a local football team. And as the years went on, he just kept getting better and better and fitter, and he's just played such an important role for us, as you stated. Through the midfield and just as that maturity that we need in our group. And really proud of what Ross has put together.
What does the week look like for your boys? As you said, you talk about recovery. I'm suspecting it'll be fairly light.
Yeah, it will be. I think there's not so much now you can squeeze in regards to structures and whatnot. The playing group should know them, off the top of their head and should be automatic to them. So it's about making sure we're jumping out of our skin come Saturday.
Well, Don, we really appreciate your time. A massive week for your footy club. 3 grand final appearances in 5 years and chasing your second flag out of three. As Meatloaf sang, 2 out of 3 ain't bad if you can get over the line. Come around 4:45 on Saturday afternoon. We wish you the best of luck and enjoy the build-up to another grand final.
Thanks, King, and always appreciate you and K-Rock support.